This is WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
We bless the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord for all that he has done and all that he's doing in all lives. We thank God that we can be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are continuing in Psalm 119. Psalm 119. We are almost at the end of Psalm 119. And we see this is an acrostic psalm. It's a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or a phrase. So we see in this psalm, each of the Hebrew alphabet begins a set of 8 verses, a stanza. Nearly every verse contains one of 8 words for God's revelation. So we see the exceptions are verses 90, verses 121, 122, and 132. You can look that up in your Bibles as we go through these words. So we see the words, the 8 words for God's revelation are word, law, testimony, our way, precept, statute, commandment, judgment. All these words we will see so many times mentioned in this psalm. So we see in this psalm, God is calling us back to his word. God is calling us to that place where we feed upon his word day and night and continue to look to him as he continues to illuminate his word to us. So we are now on the Hebrew letter, the 20th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Resh, R-E-S-H, Resh. And if you have your Bible, you will see that letter in your Bible. So we are on the letter Resh, the 20th letter, which means head, lead, or beginning. It is a symbol of choosing between greatness and degradation. So we are going to start in verses 153 to 160. Let us pray before we begin. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here to hear your word. We pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will practice your word day and night. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that your word, O God, will transform us, that we will become, O God, each day more and more like you, O God. So we just thank you again for your word to us. Thank you for this psalm. Thank you, O God, for reminding us through this psalm that you are calling us into a deeper relationship with you. I pray today in the name of Jesus that as we hear your word, we will purpose in our hearts to live by your word. We thank you for all those who took the time out to come to hear your word. And we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, for those that are saved, O God, that your word will continue to transform them. We pray for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to a saving knowledge of who you are, Jesus. They will put their faith in you, O God, Almighty Lord, and live each day to please you. So we just thank you again for your word which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So we just thank you, O God Almighty, for bringing illumination. Holy Spirit, thank you for guiding us into all truth. Thank you that you are the master teacher and you will teach us, O God, your word. And thank you for bringing to our memory your word that we can live thereby. So we bless you, we honor you, we give you glory always. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen. Amen. Praise God. So we're looking at the 20th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Resh. And it means head or leader or beginning. It is the symbol of choosing between greatness and degradation. So we have to make a choice. Do we want to be great? If we want to be great, we're going to have to adhere to the word of God. For the word of God brings great success. Good success will come to those who choose to practice the word of God. So we see this letter means head, our leader, our beginning, the symbol of choosing. It is a symbol of choosing between greatness and degradation. I believe none of us want to be degraded. So I believe we are going to choose greatness. So we are going to look at verse 153, verse 153 of Psalm 119. The word said, consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. What was the psalmist saying? The psalmist was saying, Lord, look upon my affliction. Pay attention to my affliction and rescue me, for I remember your word. Pay attention, Lord. Look upon my affliction. I'm being afflicted. Rescue me, for I remember your words. So God's word was always at the forefront of the mind of the psalmist. And so the word should be at the forefront of our minds, so that we will always remember the word of God. Look on verse 154 of Psalm 119. 154 of Psalm 119. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Plead my cause. Redeem me. What was the psalmist saying? Mediate for me. Plead my cause. Mediate for me and free me. Make me alive because of your word. Revive me. Make me alive. Quicken me. Make me alive because of your word. And people of God, only the word can revive us. The word is spirit and life. So we must turn to the word of God. We must understand that the word revives us. Jesus Christ himself, he mediates for us. He is our mediator. So we see in 1 Timothy 2:5, the word said, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. The perfect God-man is our mediator. He plead our cause. So the psalmist cry out, plead my cause, mediate for me, and free me. Free me, make me alive because of your word. The word of God quickens us. It makes us alive, people of God. So we have to understand that Jesus Christ, he is our mediator, and he's mediating for us. He's pleading our cause. He's the one who redeems us. He frees us. For whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So we are free through Jesus Christ. He's the one who redeems us. He makes us alive because of his word. He quickens us and makes us alive. Look at verse 155 of Psalm 119. Salvation. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Deliverance is far from the ungodly, because they do not search for your laws. They do not search for your word, they turn from your laws. So the ungodly is going to perish, because they do not seek for the laws of God. They do not seek to live according to God's word. That's how the ungodly live. They live according to their minds. They are puffed up with pride and live according to the futility of their minds. So deliverance is far from the ungodly. They choose to go their own way. They do not search for God's word. They do not want to have any part with God. They are far from him. So we see, people of God, salvation is far from them. Salvation is far from the wicked. So we have to understand, they do not seek after the things of God. The things of God is foolishness to them. The things of God, they turn their back on the things of God. So we have to understand, the psalmist cried out, salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Look on verse 156 of Psalm 119. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgment. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me. And we see this word coming up so often. Revive me. And people of God, when we are revived, we will live as the head. We will live as leaders who are committed to the cause of Christ. We will choose greatness when we are revived. We need the word of God to revive us. We need the word of God in us. So we see the psalmist keep reminding us and asking the Lord to revive him. So we should ask the Lord also to revive us. Revive us, O God, so that we may rejoice in you again. Revive us. Great are your tender mercies, verse 156 said. Revive me according to your judgment. So people of God, the psalmist was saying, great are your loving favors towards us. And we see people of God, God's mercies are tender. He just doesn't show mercy. It's tender mercies. So his mercy towards us is so tender. We see people of God, the punishment that we deserve, he hold it back from us because of his great love. Out of his love flows his mercies towards us. We must understand this truth. Out of his love flows his mercies. And this mercy is tender towards us. Great are your loving favors, O Lord. Quicken me. Make me alive. Revive me according to your justice. You are a just God. So we have to understand, people of God, God revives us, he quickens us according to his righteousness, his justice. So as the psalmist cried out to God, so we should be crying out to him today. Revive me, O God, according to your justice. Look on 157 of Psalm 119. 157. The word said, many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. Many, many are my persecutors. Not a few, he said, but many are my persecutors and my enemies. Yet I do not turn from your testimonies. What the psalmist was saying, those that are persecuting me, they are many. My enemies are many. They are numerous. But I will not forsake your words. They are numerous. Those that hate me, my persecutors, my enemies, those who oppose me. And people of God, when you oppose the child of God, you're opposing Jesus Christ himself. So when you persecute the child of God, you're persecuting Jesus. When you become an enemy of the child of God, you have become an enemy of Jesus Christ. So the psalmist said, my persecutors and my enemies are numerous, but I will not forsake your word. I will not forsake your word. I'm going to hold on to your word. I will not turn from your word. So we must make up in our minds that we will not turn from the word of God. We will not forsake his word. We will continue to hold firmly to his word. We will continue to believe his word. We will continue to act upon his word. It doesn't matter how many persecutors we have, how many enemies we have. Let us continue to focus on the word and to continue to do the word of God, to practice the word of God. Look on Psalm 119, 158. Psalm 119, 158. Consider how I love your precepts. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. People of God, as we see, the word of God tells us. We see in verse 1, we are now in 158. We're jumping ahead, sorry. 158. The word said, I see the treacherous and I'm disgusted because they do not keep your word. I see the treacherous and I'm disgusted. I see the disloyal people, the unfaithful people, those that break their trust. I see them. I see the treacherous, the traitors, and I'm disgusted because they do not keep your word. So we see the psalmist was saying, I see them, I know them. I see the traitors, and they disgust me because they do not obey your word. So we see people of God, as God's people, we must be discerning and know the traitors among us. The psalmist says, I see them. I know those who are disloyal to you. I know those that are false. I know them. Because they do not obey your word. Look on verse 159. Now we are at 159. Consider how I love your precepts. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. Think about, Lord, my love for you. Consider, Lord, how much I love you. Think about my love for your words. How I love your precepts. When you love his precepts, we love him. Christ himself is the word. Think about how I love your word. Revive me, O Lord, because of your mercies. Revive me, O Lord, because of your loving kindness. Revive me. And we keep this seeing where the psalmist in this psalm, in these verses, he keep reminding the Lord to revive him. People of God, we must understand the importance of revival. If we are not revived, we cannot take up our rightful place. We cannot be the leaders that God has called us to be. And we see, people of God, this Hebrew letter, which means leader, it means head. And it shows that we now have to choose between greatness and degradation. So when we cry out for revival, that means, people of God, we choose greatness. And when we are revived, we can take up our rightful place in the kingdom. So we see the psalmist was crying out to God, consider how I love your precepts. I love your words, God. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. People of God, God will revive us when we call out to him. We must call out to him. Revive me, O Lord, because of your loving kindness, your mercies towards me. God is a God of loving kindness. From his love flows his kindness. We have to understand that he is love. That's who he is. That's his nature. He cannot do anything else but love. But from that love flows his kindness. So we see it's not just kindness. Man can show kindness without loving. But God shows loving kindness. We have to understand that. His kindness comes because of his love for us. So we see, people of God, we cry out to him, revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. And if we don't see the need for revival, we will not call out to God for revival. If we think that we are at the place where we ought to be, we won't see any need for revival. But I believe each and every one of us should see the need for revival in our souls and cry out to God like the psalmist cried out. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. And when we are revived, people of God, we will take up our rightful position. We will be the head that we ought to be and not the tail. Many times we quote scripture, I'm the head and not the tail, but we are the tail because we are not adhering to the word of God. When we decide to practice God's word, we become the head. And greatness will be in our lives. We will have good success. We will make our way prosperous, as the word of God tells us in Joshua 1:8. Meditate upon God's word day and night and observe to do it. And you're going to make your way prosperous and you're going to have good success. We're going to be revived. We're going to take up our rightful place in society. The world going to see Christ in us and come to glorify his name. We will be who God called us to be. Greatness, people of God, will be all over us. We will choose greatness and not degradation because we are revived. We need a revival. We need a revival in our souls. Look on verse 160, the last verse in this stanza. 160, the entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. People of God, all of your word, the psalmist was saying, the entirety, all of your word is true. All of your word is true. And every one of your word, every one of your righteous laws stands forever. The grass withers, the flower fades, but God's word stands forever. So we see, people of God, we must stand on the word of God. The word of God must be our governing authority. The word stands forever. The word is truth. Truth is unchanging, people of God. We must understand that. So we have to know how much we need the word of God. And when we come to understand how much we need the word of God inside of us, we are going to take time out to study God's word. Study to show ourselves approved of God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. His word said, rightly dividing the word of truth. So when we come to know God's word, when we come in an intimate relationship with the word, when we come to know Jesus in such a personal way, he is the word. The word tells us, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. So we must know the word of God. Only the word of God can revive us. And we see, people of God, in these verses, the psalmists keep crying out for revival. So we need the word inside of us to revive us, to quicken us, to make us alive in Jesus Christ. For we understand and know that the word of God endures forever. We must hold on to what is of eternal value. The word of God stands forever. So all of God's word is true, and every one of his righteous laws stands forever. Everything else will fail, people of God. Everything else is temporal. The things of God is everlasting. We must choose between greatness and degradation. That's what this letter says, the 20th letter. We must choose. We want to be the head. We want to be the leader. We must choose between greatness and degradation. And when we choose greatness, people of God, when we choose to adhere to the word of God, when we choose to be doers of the word and not hearers only, we are going to make our way prosperous. We are going to do it by the choices we make. So when we choose Christ, when we choose to live by his word, Jesus himself said in Matthew 7:24, if you hear these sayings of mine and do them, I liken you to a wise man, a wise person who builds his house on a rock. The rains came, storms blow from every side. People of God, the storms of this life will blow on us. But after everything is over, we will still be standing because we are standing on the eternal word. We have to understand the word of God is here for us. But if we continue to run from the word, if we continue to reject the word, we will remain unwise. We want to be wise people, people of God. The word of God tells us God's people are perishing because of lack of knowledge. We turn from the word. We reject the word of God. The word of God is coming and we get weary. In 20 minutes, we get so weary. 30 minutes, we get weary. We want only 10 minutes of a word. People of God, if we go an hour, people of God, we get so weary and disgruntled. Why is the preacher taking so long? Why is the teacher taking so long? Because we do not love the word. When we start to love the word, people of God, we sit under the word for hours. We sit under the word for hours and we don't even realize time is going. Because we understand that we need the word of God. We need God's word inside of us to revive us. The entirety of your word is truth. And every one of your righteous judgment endures forever. We have to come to understand, people of God, the value of the word of God. Where your treasure is, your heart will be also. Is the word your treasure today? Is your heart on the word? What is in your mind? Is it the word of God? Is it what God is saying to you? Those who have ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. God is speaking to us. Are we hearing him? Are we purposing in our hearts? Are we deciding to choose between greatness and degradation? People of God, it's a choice. So we have to come to that place of understanding that only the word of God can change us. We can only be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and only the word of God can renew us. Then we will know what is good and acceptable and God's perfect will. So we won't be there wondering and spelling and guessing, but we will know without a doubt that God's word is here to lead us and to guide us. God's word is eternal. The grass withers, the flower fades, but God's word stands forever. God bless you all. Hold firmly to the word of God. And remember, God's word is of eternal value. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. We thank God that he is the word, and we praise his name forever. God bless you all. We'll stop here this evening. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us. We thank you for what you're saying to us in this season. We pray this evening in the name of Jesus. We will not become forgetful hearers, but we will be doers of your word. Help us, we pray. Holy Spirit, I pray, continue to illuminate your word to us. And help us, O God Almighty, to see and know and understand your word so that we can apply it unto wisdom. We thank you again for your word. We thank you, O God, that only you can revive us. Revive us, O God, we pray, and bring us to that place of complete submission to your will and to your way. Thank you again for your word. Thank you for what you're doing, O God, among us. And may your perfect will be done as we look to you by faith and give you thanks. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, and we say amen and amen. Blessings to all. May God continue to keep you all, continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us and 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.